Welcome to the Bubbles Podcast. I'm Steve.
I'm James.
It's another Bubbles Podcast, James.
Yeah, a very special one.
Special post-Christmas episode of the pod.
Yeah.
How was Christmas?
It was amazing. This was one of the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, it was awesome. Little weird with COVID. Things a little different, but we made the best of it. We did all our stuff. Santa was good to you?
Yeah. And I think we're going to talk about it later in the pod, too. But Santa was very good to me. And also, your sister, Lisa, was very good to us, huh? So, my co-host sister, Lisa, got us a very special present that's also kind of a present to you guys. So, she got us a podcast microphone set, yeah, right? Yeah. So our audio quality next podcast, when we get our little audio mixer thing in, is going to improve a lot. So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, so shout out to Lisa. Thank you very much for the wonderful present.
Yeah. And, our Christmas was amazing.
Yeah, Santa was pretty good to me, too.
Do you want to do, our little segment here? There's, the last of this segment, and, it's quite a bang. The holiday gift guide review.
Review? The unboxing part?
Yeah. Okay. So, no, not the unboxing part. Okay. We'll get that to that in a second. But, we have a little... holiday gift guide review here.
Well, we should put the sting in then.
Well, but it's not an actual holiday gift guide though.
Okay.
Okay, so we talked about, the getting various things in, or like various things from Etsy customized as, people's favorite waters. And I ended up...
Well, let me grab my coasters because I love those. I'm going to grab it. You can talk about it while I bring it.
And I ended up getting my co-host, my dad, some Topo Chico coasters. So they are they're cork coasters, like corkboard coasters, with a layer of resin, and under that resin are in circles are Topo Chico caps, and we'll take pictures of them and put them on our Instagram. I think we're going to have quite a few posts on our Instagram over the next couple pods here.
These are the best, James. I love them. They're so creative, and I was so surprised to get them. So it was very nice. Thank you for the wonderful present. I'm going to take a picture here.
And another one we had was custom glasses. And this was a surprise to both of us. The label was from our producer, Mom, to the Bubbles Podcast host. Or, no, it was from Santa to the Bubbles Podcast host. And, what Santa got us, was some, custom glasses. We talked about the custom glasses on the podcast. And, these are beautiful glasses you'll see on our Instagram. They have like a picture of Sokosani, a picture of both of the co-hosts of our show together. the Bubbles logo, and a picture of Topo Chico, and they're just so amazing.
And it says Bubbles Podcast by Steve and James Passmore right on the cup.
Yeah.
Nice glasses, huh?
And then another thing we got from our gift guide was we talked about, I forgot what episode it was, we talked about decals and how you can customize stuff. And my co-host and our producer got me some Topo Chico decals.
Pretty cool,
huh? Some Topo Chico stickers. And they are awesome.
Put one of those on your bike already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just really, really like them. And I think the last thing we got from our gift guide that ended up on our Christmas list or under our tree was the first ever gift guide that we did. You talked about it, and then I got mad at you because you already used that card this early into the series. But it was okay. We turned out with some pretty good gifts.
Which one was it?
It was a Soda Stream.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of Soda Streams... We have a little special segment for you.
We do, but before we get to that, there was another item on the holiday gift guide, too.
There was?
Yeah, sure was. It was called a life straw.
Oh, yeah! In our stockings, I forgot what episode. I think this was the second, maybe also the first.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the second. I'm like 90% sure it was the second ever holiday gift guide. I brought up life straws, and I had liked those things for a while, and I've never gotten to use one. And come Christmas Day, I wake up and we do our stockings, and I see a big long pole in my stocking, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna grab this one, right? And I open it, and it is a life straw.
Wow!
So we have life straws. We have.
So we have some experimenting to do with that life straw.
Yeah, we have almost everything on our gift guide ended up under our tree. That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple really, really special waters to review today,
and
James.
And we will get into that later.
We
because
will.
Because we need the StotaStream segment to play now.
Let me just tease that both of the waters we're going to be tasting today, just to tease it, they're both from the same region of Europe.
Ooh.
So you can think about that. And we'll jump to the other segment right now.
Right now. Hello, welcome to the StotaStream segment.
Oh, yeah. How are you, James?
I'm good.
So
how are you?
We had the holiday gift guide, and
yeah.
One of the things on it was StotaStream.
Uh-huh.
What do we know about StotaStream?
It carbonates water.
It does, and it's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
So it looks like from the holiday gift guide, one of these arrived for us.
Yes.
So we've got this SodaStream here. It's the SodaStream Genesis Value Pack. It says it has an extra 1 liter bottle and two extra half liter bottles. Cordless sparkling water maker. Sparkles your water in seconds. And looks like it doesn't even need power, this one. It must be battery operated or something.
I think there's a plug, but we'll see.
Let's see.
Speaking of gifts, though, there's something that was given to us, an amazing gift, one of the best gifts of our Christmas, for sure.
Uh-huh.
We had a very nice Christmas this year. But, this gift was a gift to us and also kind of a gift to the listeners. It's not a giveaway or anything, but are we going to hint at it a lot, or should we just tell them, or should we save it?
Go ahead, James.
Our audio quality is about to get a lot better. We got a professional mic, right, and a headset from your sister.
Yes, your aunt.
Right? Yeah. And we are also going to get a audio mixer. So we are going to have much better audio quality, and hopefully you guys are going to enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, should we open this up?
Yeah.
Let's see. So, unboxing. What's that say?
Safety guide and warranty information. So, we probably shouldn't read that. That's not a very...
This
Whoa.
Is the
CO2
cartridge.
It is ginormous and really heavy. I did not expect it to be this heavy.
There's a bunch of other stuff in
wow.
here. These are bottles. There's
yeah.
One. And 2 liter-sized bottles.
I think these are the half liters. Then there should be liters.
These are the half liters.
Oh, there we go.
1, 2.
So just one of these makes up to 60 liters of sparkling water. Wow.
60 liters in one cartridge?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so inside the box, it looks like there's a stand.
Yeah.
That must be the actual device. So
yep.
That's got to go on here somehow.
Think on top, like that, where it fits. Uh-huh. Perfect.
Just like that. Oh, and the cartridge goes inside.
Yeah.
Wait, where does this part go? That must go right there. Just like that.
Perfect.
That goes there. Let's see that cartridge.
All right.
You can put like flavors in. You can do all kinds of stuff with
yeah.
this. Oh, here we go. There's the instructions. Okay, you got that off?
Yep.
So then this goes like this. And then this goes like this.
Like that? Are you sure?
Hang on. Like this.
Yeah.
That screws on there.
Uh-huh.
Just like that.
And then into the base it goes. Okay.
And we're in business.
All right. So, should we come back in like, it's going to be like a second for you and plug it into the kitchen?
Let's go do it. And we'll do our first run. And we'll do it live. Okay?
Doing it live.
All right.
And we're back.
All right. So for our first run, we're going to carbonate
Fiji water.
Fiji water. This should be good. I've always wanted to have a sparkling Fiji water.
Yeah.
So
I have an idea to do this. If we go like this.
Yeah.
And then like that.
James is emptying the Fiji water into the special SodaStream bottle. And then now we're going to screw that bottle into the SodaStream device. Looks like we're in there. And then push that button 5 times. Done.
Did it work?
Let's see.
Okay. Whoa! All right.
We need some glasses. Where's our new glasses?
We got... This made me cry. So we got, we were, opening presents, and our producer gives us a Shutterfly box, right, to the Bubbles podcast host. And, we open them, and I see a Topo Chico thing. So I think, oh, it's more Topo Chico glasses. This is gonna be nice. Because they're, like, round. I'm like, oh, new Topo Chico glasses. But no. They were glasses with Topo Chico, Soko Sani, the Bubbles podcast logo, and photos of me and Steve, my dad, and also my co-host. And they were all around the glass, and it just made me so happy. And I was just really, really excited, and we're going to probably be drinking out of them a lot on this podcast. So here they are. Here's our washed Shutterfly Bubbles podcast glasses.
And we'll post a picture on our Instagram, huh? Why don't we do this?
So, let's see.
Let's give it a try, James.
All right.
Cheers. Carbonated Fiji. Oh, yeah. It's good. Not very carbonated, is it?
Yeah, we should probably carbonate it more.
It needs more bubbles.
Should we?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Here.
All right. Let's see. Going back in the carbonation chamber.
Okay. Let's do this.
Press it 5 more times.
It doesn't seem to get to the water. Okay, try it.
That should definitely be enough. All right. Whoa, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's more like it, huh? All right, let's try.
There we go. Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. That's like Topo Chico level carbonation.
That's really good.
That is so good.
I have a feeling we're going to be putting bubbles in lots of stuff.
Wow.
Perfect for the Bubbles podcast, huh?
That's awesome.
Here.
It's good. It's pretty good.
Let's see your glass. We'll put it right here. We'll take a picture for the podcast, okay?
Sparkling Fiji. Wow. That's awesome. Oh my god. I'm happy with this SodaStream. I feel like we're going to be carbonating lots and lots of stuff.
Good, and we have lots of content for the podcast. We'll have some of the other things that were on the holiday gift guide that now we can do real reviews on. So more segments to come.
Uh-huh.
Hope everybody had a fun, safe holiday. And I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this...
back to the podcast.
All right.
Woo! Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that SodaStream thing is cool. I've been using it every day.
Yeah, me too.
I used it this morning for my iced coffee drink, and then also when we went out, we had some sparkling water to take with us in our thermoses.
Yeah.
I just used the, you know, I'm finding that the regular water here, like just the regular Orange County water where we live, filtered through our filter on the fridge and then run through the SodaStream machine, it tastes delicious. It's really good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Like, it's really not too bad.
It's pretty good.
It took me by surprise.
The other thing that's cool, we were out shopping today, and we stopped by a supermarket, and there was a couple cool things in there. I put them up on the Instagram. One was, did you see that Liquid Death display they had in there?
So, they finally started selling Liquid Death in grocery stores. Like, they sell loose cans, and they sell the Liquid Death boxes. And they had a huge Liquid Death display, and it was the most awesome thing. You can check that out on our Instagram, too, at The Bowls Podcast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just cool to see. And they had a bunch of Topo Chico in stock.
They sure did.
Like, they expanded their display, and it was kind of crazy to see. It was awesome.
And then the best part, they had that Topo Chico fridge in there.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to buy it off of them. I kind of wanted to buy the mini fridge off of Whole Foods. But I don't think they would allow us, and even if they did, it would probably be too expensive.
We'll have to figure out how to get one of those, huh?
Yeah.
It would be great in our podcast studio.
Uh-huh. So, basically, what we have here are... Well, here, let me talk about this for a second. We found so many new waters at Whole Foods. I don't know. They got sure a lot did. Of new brands. And I think we're gonna have a little water tasting frenzy these next couple podcasts, huh?
Yeah, we have to, because we've got those waters that we ordered that we have from all over the world, the premium ones. So we're gonna start to move through some of those. We have one of them on tap for today, but I think we've got like probably 20 waters lined up for the podcast.
Yeah.
So if we do two per episode, that'll get us through 10 episodes.
Uh huh.
It's a lot, but this water today, I'm so excited to try this, James.
Yes.
Which one are you more excited to try?
One of them was a stocking stuffer.
Yes.
Probably the best, tied with the Life Straw, I would say, for the best stocking stuffer I got.
So what is this water?
So, let me tell them what happened first. They wrapped this, right? And, I pulled it out, and I felt the neck of the bottle and it go down. And I'm like, wait, is this just a bottle of Topo Chico? And then I realized that it's a different shape. I'm like, oh, what water is this? And I open it by ripping out, like, the front part. And all I see right there is Hilden Natural Mineral Water.
This is super famous water, huh?
It's super famous water from Europe.
That we've never tried. This uh-huh. This water is from Europe, and we're going to talk about it. But, yeah, we have here, this is the low mineral content. Gently sparkling Hilden natural water in a glass bottle. It's a small bottle. I don't know if this is... It's an 11 fluid ounce bottle. 325 milliliters. Bottled at Hilden Mineral Aquifer Source, Hilden Limited, in England. It's got the Queen seal on it.
Hilden Carbonate... Oh, wait. That's just, phone information and stuff. Okay.
So, but I wanted to tell you a little bit about Hilden. There's some information from their website here. First of all, about the estate. The aquifer is nestled deep within the Hampshire countryside where chalk strata flourishes as a natural filter. The distinct taste of Hilden natural water is a credit to our commitment to sustaining this lush valley of origin. Interesting, huh?
Ooh.
I think there was some more information in here as well. 160 acres of unspoiled nature, and there's all sorts of pictures of the nature there. I was wondering, so they make a still and a sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering.
We have the gently sparkling here. So it's definitely not naturally carbonated.
This is really interesting here, James. I wonder if you can help with this part. So there's some stages to how it's filtered.
From a single protected source to our pristine taste. Stage 1. Rainwater falls onto the lush English countryside on our estate and commences its 50-year journey to our aquifer.
Wow.
This bottle right here was traveling before you were born.
Yeah.
Into where we are.
I'm getting thirsty just thinking about it.
Stage 2. The water passes through multiple layers of porous rock, which removes any impurities and imbues the water with beneficial minerals. Stage 3. Having acquired its unique balanced taste, the water reaches our underground aquifer ready for extraction. Stage 4. The water remains untouched underground until it reaches our bottling plant on the Hilden Estate. Stage 5. Hilden natural mineral water is stylishly bottled in the same pristine state as it was when it first reached the aquifer.
Wow.
This is going to be good.
Should we crack it open?
Yes, let's try it. Should.
Pour us some, sir.
We'll talk about our other water after, but first you guys get this ASMR. Okay. Let me do a little pour. The gently sparkling Hilden. This is probably our best water we've had on the podcast, huh?
Well, let's try it.
Highest quality?
I don't know what the total dissolved solids are in it. We'll have to check that out. Sounds okay. Good.
It does sound good.
Mm. Nice bubbles. Cheers, James.
Cheers.
Hilden.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Wow. That's very complex. It's, I'm almost getting a little bit of an acidic type of aftertaste.
You get an acidic, peppery, okay, wait, let me, one more. You start off on a sweet, silky note, and then about a second after that, you get this acidic, like, peppery spike for some odd reason.
It's very sophisticated.
It is. And then it falls off as the bubbles go down on your throat. So it takes you on this nice, like, silky, smooth, sweet ride. And then you get, like, a random shot for, like, a half a second of acidity and pepperiness and, like, earthiness. And then that taste, like, dies down pretty quickly as it's going, as the bubbles travel through your throat. I really enjoy it.
I could not describe it any better if I tried. That was, like, perfect description for this water. It's refreshing. It's complex. It's sophisticated. It's delicious.
It's really, really good.
Bottle cap ratings?
10 out of 10.
I'm with you. 10 out of 10 on that, Hilden, so... Believe the hype. Try Hilden Natural Mineral Water. It's good for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a premium water. It's expensive. But it's definitely worth a try. If you're a water aficionado, or if you're dining out at a nice restaurant, and you're looking for an expensive water to go along with your meal, reach for the Hilden.
Yeah.
Enough of a Hilden commercial from me.
Okay, so... That's definitely going up on my shelf.
Oh, yeah.
100% going up on my shelf. And another thing going up on my shelf before we get into this next water. So, where we are, I don't know if it was just, like, it came in from a different place, that one bottle, for some reason, or it was a misprint. But, so, where we are, the Topo Chico bottles, like, or bottle caps on top of Topo Chico bottles... are full yellow with the red Topo Chico logo on top, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at, like,
in the grocery store in the display,
yeah,
right?
When we were talking about how they expanded their display, I mean, like, really expanded it. And there were, like, 50, 60 bottles of Topo Chico, all with the same bottle cap. And then I look at one, and somebody stuck a Monster sticker on there. I don't know why. Somebody stuck a Monster sticker on there. But, the bottle cap was black around the edges. And then I went on to Google and I checked. And, like, Texas and Mexico and, like, everywhere they drink Topo Chico, it just seems to have black around the bottle cap. And I was like, that's so weird. And if I'll be right back, I can actually go get one.
Yeah, why don't you grab it?
But, okay. So, while I was getting it, On my way back, I solved the mystery.
What's the mystery, James?
So, this had a black ring around it, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that on any of the bottles that I've drinking, right? And because, yes, I was right. These are yellow. These are all yellow around them, and these are black. But then I realized that this one had a... Oh. that this one had a bigger logo on it than this one, or than the modern one that I drink most of the time. And I was asking myself, why is that? And then I realized that only one of them says 125 years. So Topo Chico has had this thing practically ever since we started the podcast, where the 125 year anniversary bottles,
packaging,
right? Packaging. And while both of these, while one of these is just the modern version, the other one has the modern art, but they changed the bottle cap on all of the Topo Chico bottles because they wanted it to say 125 years on top. And what came with that is they, for some reason, they took where the label was, which was like they had an extra label on the cap. They took that off and just made it all yellow. So that's solving the mystery. This the black bottle cap was just an old bottle of Topo Chico, and the monster sticker, which when I said oh was because my co-host peeled it off, was just some dude sticking a monster sticker on a bottle of Topo Chico.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, mystery solved.
I put it up on our Insta story, so if anyone wants to see it, they can see it.
Yeah.
Should be, there it is.
There we go, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So we have one more water to taste today, James.
Uh-huh.
And this is a beautiful water. It came one of the waters that we ordered from Salacious Drinks.
Yeah.
It's called, how do you say that?
Iskild?
Iskild artisan water, carbonated, 22.7 fluid ounces, product of Denmark. And this comes in a beautiful glass bottle. You want to read that back part over there?
Iskild, the ice spring, ranks among the world's most delicious waters. It has a milky mouthfeel, silica, and a sweet aftertaste. I forgot the mineral. the perfect companion to wine and modern food, best at 46 Fahrenheit. Do we have, like that radar gun that measures temperature?
We have, certainly do have some thermometers we could measure the temperature with.
Can we get a thermometer?
We sure can do
I
that.
I want to get this to 46 Fahrenheit.
Before we do that, so I wanted to read to you, I found the mineral makeup here. So,
ooh, nice.
Potassium, 2.81 milligrams per liter. Sodium, 71.5. Calcium, 66.5. Bicarbonate, 225.
Okay, that's where it gets the sweetness.
Yep. Magnesium, 7.09. And TDS, total dissolved solids, 430 milligrams per liter.
This might be my new favorite water. We'll have to see.
At a pH of 7.6.
Okay, I don't want to give it an unfair ranking just in case it doesn't meet my expectations. But after hearing that, this water is going to be ridiculously good.
This is the sparkling version, right?
Yes.
It says soft bubbles and gentle sparkle, really slightly salty tones, and a sharp bite. Carbonated carbonation brings new dimension to Iskadel, delivering more acidic tones with an understated saltiness. Compared with other sparkling waters, Iskadel has a lower concentration of carbon dioxide, resulting in softer and lighter bubbles.
Ooh.
Iskadel sparkling goes well with savory and rich foods, as well as with desserts and beer. Serve at 10 to 12 degrees Celsius.
Or 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Should we get a thermometer?
We should 100% get a thermometer. So we will be right back with a thermometer trying to get this thing to 46 degrees Fahrenheit. And we're back with a thermometer.
All okay. Right. Why don't you crack that open and let's stick this probe in there and see where we're at temperature-wise.
All right. Here's your ASMR.
I just sterilized this probe.
Oh. No sound.
Let's see here. Put that in there, let it normalize. What are we looking for?
46.
We're right there, buddy. We're at 47.
47.3. Okay, perfect.
That's pretty much perfect. All right, let's try it.
All right. Oh, oh my God, that sounds amazing. Let me pour it over here.
It's like a wine glass or a wine bottle.
Bring it closer. Yeah.
That sounds refreshing.
Sounds amazing. I don't know why. Whenever I pour mine, it always pours faster.
Cheers, James.
Cheers.
Iskadel from Denmark. Let's try it.
Ten out of ten. I'm sorry. I know we have to wait for bottle cap ratings. Wow.
That's really good. Ooh.
Wow.
The aftertaste. It has that acidic aftertaste.
Wow.
It's really quite similar to the Hilden water.
I would say... Wait.
It's less carbonated.
It's the exact opposite of the Hilden. It has the same taste, but it goes the opposite way.
What do you mean? Can you explain?
For what I'm getting is I'm getting that same acid, like, I'm not getting it on the same level as the Hilden, but I'm getting that acidic peppery note for a second. Then, yeah, they're right. There's an undertone of saltiness the entire time, but it takes you on that sweet, silky ride after, for me. So it's like biking uphill and then downhill instead of going downhill and then uphill.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's really on, depends on preference, which one you would go for, but I think both of them are getting a 10 out of 10 for me. Not because that's the rating limit, I think they are exactly like neck and neck.
I agree with you, James. This is really, really good water.
It was delicious.
Good job, Denmark.
Yeah.
Good job, England, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
So we've got some other good waters coming up in the future episodes.
Yeah, we do.
I'm really looking forward to that Vichy Catalan. That one's in there. Uh-huh.
Yep.
What else?
We've gotten a couple waters from Whole Foods and stuff. Yeah. But I can't quite remember. Because all the waters from the package that we ordered are foreign and have foreign names. I can't quite remember them. But I remember we got a water called 1907 from Whole Foods. Yeah. That looks pretty. It looks all right.
I saw something called maple water.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Wow. I'm going to have to try that.
I hope it's not what I'm thinking, but we'll see.
What is it? Like water with some maple syrup like inside?
Like it's from a maple tree or something, and like it has like a sap infused in it.
Sounds Canadian. So that'll be good.
Yep. All right.
Anything else for the Bubbles podcast today, James? Any other segments or topics?
Let me pull up my notes here. No, I pulled up my notes, but I really didn't have much down because it was a very water-focused episode.
Yes.
And a Christmas-focused episode. So I said, let me pull up my notes here, and I have two things written down on my entire notepad. I have a gift guide review and Christmas.
Okay, good.
But, I think that's all we have, right?
Well, and I think that for next episode, we'll do a special New Year's episode, and maybe we can come up with another mocktail or something like that to do, James, for that.
Maybe.
Of course, we'll try.
Sorry, technical difficulties for a second there, but as you were saying,
Well, yeah, just that we're going to have a special New Year's episode coming up, so we'll have some fun on that one and review some new waters and do a mocktail, something like that. And see what other topics we can come up with for the podcast. Keep in mind that this will be the last podcast with the current audio quality. We should be upgrading that really quickly here.
Yeah.
So looking forward to running through that tech with you too and figuring out how we get everything hooked up and run the podcast through that new mic.
Exciting.
So that's going to be good. Did want to wish all of our listeners and friends of the show out there a wonderful... Hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year coming up.
Yeah, and just any holiday that you celebrate, really. All of them. Happy holidays.
There you go.
Or happy post-holidays?
It's still holidays.
It is? Well, yeah.
Yesterday was Boxing Day.
No clue what that is.
The day after Christmas, Boxing Day.
Oh my god. But that... okay, this has gotten... if you want to shoot us a voice message and you're listening on Anchor, you can do that. Just, go to the top of our page, look by the, screen that says bubbles and our little icon. There should be a thing that says send a voice message or just a voice message. I don't know. It's a little round button.
Oh, and hey, check out our Insta at The Bubbles Podcast.
Yes, you can email us too if you want, boomer, at TheBubblesPodcast @gmail.com. And
if you like the show,
please rate and review us wherever you're listening. We would prefer 5 stars, but do whatever you think, you know, whatever you would like. Just not 1 star. 1 star and we will come to your house and we will pour Dasani on you.
I couldn't think of a worse punishment for a 1 star review. Forced to have Dasani and Dasani poured on you.
Yeah. So, I guess without further ado, I'm James.
And I'm Steve. And this has been
Bubbles! Woo!